Next item.
Item eight is an application for zoning agreement amendment for 905 Corden Avenue under 5ZA85 for 2006.
Have a seat. Candy Walk is listed there as well, but she's in the office. I know there was, this is kind of a first for me. There was a report prepared regarding dealing with the restriction that exists on the building because it changes with the, the zoning from C1.5 to C2 in the area. And from that, concerning that restriction, that it has a cap, a capacity cap on the size of any restaurants that would be put in there. And I wish to have a restaurant would actually take out the catering business as well that would require, well, it wouldn't require, but would be better served to be larger than the 2,000 square foot restriction. But I'd like to say that within the report, there's an, advised or it's been not contested that it'd be a 2,500 square foot cap. But I would respectfully request that that cap be removed as well, and either eliminated. But if it couldn't be at least a larger size for square foot, it would be appreciated. Mostly to allow that we could join the two businesses. Like one would be, I didn't realize that we could have all these props here, so I don't know that the drawings I have are going to be as. I know we submitted some drawings, but just to make it clear what we're trying to do. One side will be a bistro with Italian-based French and contemporary Canadian cuisine. And it will be we hope with our intention to have a higher end quality of food and focus on serving good wine with that food and the tapas style, so the smaller, smaller items. So it's also something that becomes affordable. So it's not just, I'm not looking to have any kind of a five-star fine dining kind of situation, but something that, to be honest, is in conjunction with my aging, I would like to have a business that sort of appeals to the 30 to maybe 60s, 65-year-old crowd, whereas in Corden, it's mostly a little bit younger, and some of the restaurants as well in the area have sort of, not that I object because I love sushi, but there's a lot, predominance of sushi restaurants, so we're trying to sort of lean back towards Corden's beginnings as an Italian-based area and have that focus. Now, with the building itself, this is to show, the west side space, and I have another one that shows, that's the front. It's harder to see there because it's only showing, because that was for an occupancy permit that I applied for that, but one side, the darkened area, that would be the restaurant, and there'd be a kitchen at the back. That would be the bistro, okay, with eat-in service and all that. The other side that you do there is a catering business, or pickup and catering, and it shows a commissary kind of thing. There's fridges and whatnot in the front. Now, they could exist as they are on there. I would love to see them join within just by sort of an archway between the two so that people come in and eat dinner, and if they want to go next door and get something like sauces, pastas, things to make at home that they've just, say, sampled in the restaurant, then they could. As well, the focus of the second the takeout will have it's basically gauged towards sort of a more family and just general area service in terms of shakes and fries and things like that, but all to go. So it's sort of a walking, maybe get a, food on a stick is something that the chef's talking about, so you can get something and walk along, like a skewer or something like that, or our hot dog for kids, things like that, but that they'd be able to get that and walk, and say, continue their way down towards sort of the busier end of the street if they like, or just to be able to go home.
Can I just ask about the square, so what is the square footage of this restaurant space here?
Presently,
this part that's shaded.
Yeah, I believe it's 2,700.
2,700.
Sorry.
So, okay. And maybe this is a question to the Glenn, but this would be considered separate? We're talking about this space being 2,500?
It's all one zoning site. It would
So
even if they're partitioned.
But even if one's a restaurant and one's a different kind, it's all considered restaurant.
So all the same size.
Could I interject there?
Yeah.
Actually, I was told at the city just because like that the takeout and delivery was considered as retail under commercial two zoning.
Well, we need to be clear about that.
Yeah,
that's pretty important.
But the thing is, this application is not for a restaurant. This application is only for removing or changing a restriction. Mm-hmm.
Changing a zoning agreement to 2,500.
I apologize.
There's no design that's been submitted. There's no connection to any design.
Okay, so the question is okay, but you're just giving us a sense of what it is you want to be doing.
Yep.
But
yeah.
Was it your understanding from who you talked to that if the zoning was, like, I'm just trying to figure out how this would work.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, say it was 2,500 square feet, that's most of this space here, and you were assuming that that would be this,
hoping.
And that this is something else.
And then that would be a separate business.
Do you know that that's separate? Or?
Well, it would have to be under the terms of anything that really, whether it's with the restriction now or even if it gets changed or even if the cap is removed. My point is, I think, and why I was trying to explain that is because drag it into a whole bunch of, you know, design things, but I just wanted to
let us know.
To let you guys know that the whole point isn't so that, I think there are some community fears, I guess, that there, you know, it would be some ginormous restaurant. That isn't what we're doing, so.
But you're looking at it as, you're saying square, you're looking at it as two separate businesses.
Yes,
but,
and I still would absolutely go that route, but the 25, changing it simply to 2,500 square feet would still make it, you know, like, I know it looks really vast and open here, but if I was permitted to have, say, 29, you know, it would make it a lot easier to construct a business because once you take out the bathroom and the kitchen and things like that, it gets eaten up pretty quickly in terms of seating. And in order to have a viable business, even just, and especially because it's focusing on food, you have to, you know, have space for people to sit down and eat. And if I don't have enough, you know, I'm just saying my concerns are in terms of staying viable. And if it were permitted to be have the cap removed, then that would be beneficial. All these other issues are things that we'll obviously we'll probably be back here to talk about, you know, in terms of the area. But I guess that's my request. It's a family business that's going to be in there. So it's and myself, I've been in the area in terms of community. You know, Jenny and I know you. You know, I'm just looking to sort of change gears in my life and mm-hmm. come up with something nice and you know beautify the area by you know the building in question has been sitting empty for years. Pharma Plus had it, and then we were able to secure whether it's a lease or whatever. They moved down the street, and so they just kept paying their rent on the lease they had, and it's just been sitting there. And so we're hoping to, you know, put in some nice windows and fix up the front. And, you know, it's getting graffitied all the time now, just to say, and things like that. So,
oh, yeah.
And a lot of, just because I currently the general manager at Bar Italia in the area, I have a lot to do with a lot of the people that live around there, and have been there for 24 years, and a lot of my clientele that are grown up as I have, you know, constantly sort of remark on their the need of the area for maybe just some more restaurants and a takeout, very much so in that regard in terms of people's needs to be able to come and pick up food and go home, and you know, with the current lifestyle, both you know, men and women tend to be working all the time, so it would be an asset and something that caters towards, you know. Like I had said, you know, a 30-plus crowd for sure, and in the Italian flavor as well, sort of in keeping with what the area has been about.
Well, you seem to have something to add.
Yeah. So, what are the uses that you propose? Obviously, one is a restaurant.
Yeah.
And the other.
The other would be a takeout and catering.
Takeout.
Yeah, and the catering would gear towards a lot of the film industry. We at Bar Italia have a lot of that, but I can't really accommodate those requests.
Do you plan on subdividing the lot?
I'm hoping not to have to. That's the thing. But like I said, to effectively operate, it'll be two businesses, but it'll be you know owned by my family in its entirety.
I just want to mention to the committee that the plan development overlay for Horton Avenue sets a cap of 2,500 square feet for a restaurant, but that cap can be varied. An application can be made to vary that cap. Whereas with the zoning agreement, it can't be varied. The only way to change it is by amending the zoning agreement.
And that's what I understood that we were doing today, but I also, there was some confusion, like by myself, I suppose, at least, as to the size. I didn't realize that this meeting was only going to allow for it to, or potentially.
We're really just looking at amending that zoning agreement about the size of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently at 2,000.
Yeah.
And the recommendation in the report is 2,500. And so you're saying that the space there is really 2,700.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it says here, too. Because in thinking about it, I really don't want to bury it too much. I'm certainly not prepared to take the cap off completely. I'm considering the idea of 2,700. Is other people speaking? Okay. I'm just listening. I'll wait and hear what other people have to say first. But
okay.
I mean, I appreciate what you're doing, but there are reasons why there's limitations on the size of restaurants, and I'm not just gonna. I am very reluctant to open it wide open, but I think I'm hearing what you're saying, but what you're going to do. So let's hear the rest of the.
Okay, I think
you'll have a chance to come back up.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. I think the next person who wished to speak was Marie Lacroix.
Thank you.
Would you like to come up here, please? And you're in opposition.
So there's nobody else in support here.
My neighbor's there.
No, I mean, you're in opposition. Yeah, come and sit.
Please have a seat. I've been in the area since 1983. I live at 889 Jesse, at the corner of Jesse and Wentworth. Kitty Corner is Love Rogers School. Behind my place is Lady Wentworth. There is absolutely no parking available in the area. There's nothing on Courtney, there's nothing on Wentworth, and there's nothing on Jesse. I have no idea if a person wants to have 50 people come. I'm single. If I go to a restaurant with 10 girls, we bring 10 cars. There's nowhere to park. I don't know where they're going to park. And then also, the boulevard, I have to look after the boulevard. People come from Chicken Delight, takeout, McDonald's. Every day I got to go pick up the garbage. I pay taxes not to pick up the garbage. We have a beautiful residential area, lots of young families, lots of traffic. The cars don't even stop there. And now, you know, it's just going to take away from the beauty of our street, and I can't see what a bistro is going to do on Cordon that's going to beautify and also add asset to my property. I think it's going to be just something different. And then a friend of mine lives right beside 7 1/4 on Osborne. She said, they are so sorry they didn't come to a meeting like this. She says, we can't park in front of our car. There's hooting and hollering all night long, people making U's. She said, it's just a nightmare for the traffic. That's the biggest issue, is the traffic and the parking. And then liquor. I don't know, you said beer and wine. Well, people have more than one beer, maybe a couple of bottles of wine. And then also, what are the hours? Is it going to be from 9 o'clock noon till 2 o'clock in the morning where you can't sleep? The banging of the doors, the yelling and screaming. I mean, I've been there. I know what it's like. So that is my objection, and I think I'm not the only one that's opposing to that. It's the noise, and then the parking, that, and then the garbage, you know.
Well, are you ready for a question?
Sure.
Okay. Now, currently, there's allowed to be a restaurant there right now of 2,000 square feet, and the question we're deciding today is, and what the planner is recommending, is that we allow it to be 2,500 square feet, which is consistent with that type of zoning in most parts of that type of area.
Since it was pharmacy before, and then things is there, and then the other one is, it used to be a union thing there before, shop or something. That's what it was.
It was a pharmacy as long as I remember before.
No, but you had the other part beside it.
The other part,
And then the laundromat.
Right,
yeah.
Of course. But the point I'm saying is that it's already there. It already can be a restaurant. The question we, as this committee, are deciding today is how big of a restaurant can it be? And
so us, as people on Jesse Avenue, we can't say we don't want a restaurant.
There could be a restaurant right now, up to 2,000 square feet. But what most of in this type of zoning area, usually it's up to 2,500 square feet. And so they're coming. The planning department is saying, well, it's reasonable to allow a little bit more, because that's normally, in order to have a restaurant, you pretty much have to have about that much. But the applicant may be wanting even more. But That's the decision we're making today. So it's not like if we...
So the decision's
there's going to Well, there's going to be a restaurant. The question is, how big do we allow it? And so your concern is that, you know, there will be traffic and so on. So you're expressing some concern about it being too big.
Restaurant or no restaurant, it's where are they going to park? Hello? And you have to be a science rocket scientist to see you've got 100 people. Where are you going to put 100 cars? There isn't one place behind my garage, my driveway. Got enough problems as it is, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
food? Volunteer in your driveway?
Are you kidding?
Okay.
I mean, okay. That's my problem.
I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, neither opposition nor support, but for information, Peter Rohn. Okay.
I'll just ask, is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to the application? Seeing that we have you want to speak?
I guess I do have to come up there.
Yeah, and you'll have to fill out one of these forms and hand it to me too.
I haven't.
Well, you can do that.
You can come up, and as long as you fill one out and hand it to me before you leave.
I have one out for number 10.
I need one for this.
Sorry.
You can fill it out after, right? Yeah. You can still come up now. You can come up right now if you want.
I don't know anything about this plan.
Are you
your name?
Chris Friend.
No, but are you speaking in support or opposition?
Support.
Okay. So it's without border. We've already heard the people in support, but.
Support of 905 Cordon.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
All right. You introduce yourself.
We don't have
your papers, so let's start again.
This is kind of just for the moment, just because being somebody that frequents Corden and has also been a bartender on many occasions, one thing that I do feel in need that the city is in need of is a little bit more flavor for the inner crowd, a little bit more nicer restaurants, nicer lounges, something a little bit more higher end. One of the only places. Or in my opinion, the only place in the city that people can get to is Corden. So although I understand the city's opposition to this, parking is a nightmare, my brother has a house in the area, it can be difficult, but in any city center, that is obviously going to be a problem. People tend to move to the suburbs if they're looking for quiet, or to move outside of the city. So for me, it seems, in my opinion, a little contradictory to live in the middle of a city and expect peace and quietness. So that is definitely, in my opinion, as somebody in their 30s, I definitely support the idea for more restaurants, more lounges, and a little bit more activity, a little more something to choose from when you go out.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Thank you very much.
Just sign one of these forms and have it to y'all fill in on the information.
Okay.
I just want to clarify something that was said earlier. The gross floor area of the building is approximately 4,800 square feet. So if it was fully developed into a restaurant or whatever, that would be the size.
Yeah. All right. Is there anyone else whose name's not being called who wishes to speak to the application?
So the applicant can come back now and address the concerns.
I think it's actually about 4,650. Well, sound size is important because everybody's getting upset. I respect everything that, I didn't hear your name, but the resident was saying. And I will add again that in terms of parking, I actually have tried to address that issue. And we do have a few spots behind us. But I'm also, I can't say who at this particular point, but I've been told that I can use a large parking lot that is very close to the space. For dinner, like basically after 4 o'clock, and there's about 30 to 40 spots there. For anybody that would drive, the other point I wanted to make was my whole purpose as well with this has everything to do with the density of the area, the fact that it would we're hoping to encourage people to be walking over, like we are surrounded by a lot of apartment blocks and stuff. A lot of people either don't have cars or probably wouldn't try to move their vehicle because they might not get their spot back like if they lived there. So a lot of people would be walking over in terms of additional cars. And I'm sure there'll be a few, but I think we should be able to accommodate that. And that would also be something that will come up. I believe I've been told about the parking analysis that'll go on once we sort of hopefully get past this stage. So that's why I didn't bring any of those documents today, because I didn't think it was going to come up. But I thought that I would just say that to the resident. And as well, in terms of the takeout, it's, again, it has everything, like, a lot of things that other, like, you know, I've been on Gordon, I walk around, I've lived in that area myself for, actually started working there in 1984, so only 1 year after, but I also lived there my entire life. And in terms of garbage, we would, again, have, you know, there are garbage, you know, dispensers, whatever. It's not meant for people just to be touring around and not, you know, and just throwing it everywhere. And that's something that I would even be willing to have play a larger role in the area in trying to encourage people to clean up in general, because there is an issue with that already, you know, whether it's Slurpee cups or whatever, and that's always been there. And there are a couple other businesses that are astronomically guilty of that, but that's also because everything they deal with is in takeout. We actually have somebody looking into, in the terms of the whole environmental push, some reusable containers. I don't want to say this too much because I don't want to blow my idea, but so that people will be able to, you know, your first purchase includes an extra couple dollars to pay for a container they can bring back and have it reused in terms of takeaway, because that will reduce my cost in the long run. So I have to be, you know, being honest about my interest that way, but also it's good for the environment, and it'll overall reduce waste in the area, because I don't like garbage all over the place either. So the hours of operation, just because she brought it up, I just thought I'd try to satisfy some of her concerns. Again, my whole point is not to be open all night anymore. I don't want to stay up all night anymore. So we're not looking to run a, you know, rip-roaring business that goes, you know, it's a dinner, you know, maybe an after theater or coffee or beverage or whatever, and maybe a snack. But it's not going to be. And again, we have no intention of having a lounge even, although I, you know, appreciate Chris's words of support, but that's not where I'm headed. So I just hope that helps her. Mm-hmm. A little bit with her concerns, and I'd be willing to talk to her about it and, you know, try to work with everybody that lives around there if there's any problems. Or, you know.
Okay. Now, essentially, I'm comfortable having, you know, a restaurant. I mean, it's already allowed within a size that's reasonable for that area. I mean, that block is not the same as where Bar Italia is.
No.
It's a much quieter, almost all residential block. There hasn't been new restaurants in there since Chicken Delight or whatever. So
there's no buildings to put them.
There's
in
no
either,
places to put them. So yeah, but I mean, there is some sense that, you know, I don't think we want a 4,650 square foot restaurant there. So I'm just telling you right now, I'm not prepared to take the cap off. I guess what I'm just wondering is, you know, it's either going to be 2,500 square feet or 27. I mean, would it make a difference to you?
It was
27, like, because that's the space you basically have.
Yeah,
but
it really
you can
would
use that space. So in that sense, I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're not looking at making it a drinking establishment. I think that's, and it's not allowed under the zoning agreement anyway, so that can't happen. But I appreciate that that's not your intention. It sounds like you really are trying to do something, you know, that's bring some life to Gordon in the evening and so on.
Yeah, thank you.
And all of that, that's not detrimental. The fact is, you know, I think there are some legitimate concerns about size, and
sure.
I'm not prepared to stray from sort of the norm, very far from what's normally zoned for that type of area. So, but I will be a little bit, I'm just letting you know, I think that's the decision I'm going to make. Is the planner has recommended 2,500, and I think what I'm looking at is perhaps allowing the 27,
okay,
which gives,
well,
you a little bit more, because it's basically already there as the restaurant space.
Well, yeah, and
so,
I wouldn't have to rip down a wall that's, you know.
Because I don't think that's going to get make or break. I was also pleased to hear your arrangement on the parking, because I know that's probably the biggest issue for people.
Absolutely.
I live right in that area myself, and I know the concerns, and so if there is some parking available, like that use of that lot, that's a big deal. So that makes it a little more palatable to make it slightly larger. But.
And the other thing in terms also with the takeout and delivery and catering is a big part of that. So that's, you know.
Yeah, you kind of have to have some parking,
I mean,
too.
Be,
people
yeah.
are coming in and out
but
to pick up stuff.
But I'm saying
it won't be as
bad for the garbage, I'm saying. It won't be so much about, you know, that's certainly not in the winter. You know, we'll all be hiding indoors then. But the focus is also to do a lot of delivery. So that would be, you know, us taking it to people, not cars coming there.
But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to make it clear to, you know, it's a process of figuring out what to do here, and I think that I think that makes sense. So.
Okay.
No further questions?
No.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred and as amended, rather than 2,500, 2,700 square feet maximum. And this will go forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor?
And the following supportive reasons, namely that it's a slight variation, but very slight, to what is sort of normally within this type of zoning. It respects the smaller nature of the business capacity in the area, the concerns of residents about, you know, having a very large restaurant. This keeps it within the scale of the balance between residential and business that we have in that area. And so I will be supporting that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.